All right, welcome to a We Talk Music interview segment. I'm your host, Brett, and I'm here with Aaron V. from Kill Panda Kill. Tell us how you're doing.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm rocking it out and chilling and like a megavillain. That's what I'm doing. I'm hanging out.
Chilling like a megavillain.
I am. I'm That's how good I feel.
Wow, that's really something. All right, so who are we going to be talking about today? We're talking to some band today. Who is it?
We're talking to the Cancer Bats. They're from Toronto. They've been around, maybe about 8 years. They've got a new album out called Dead Set on Living.
So what kind of music are they? Like, why should I be listening to the Cancer Bats?
Oh, they're a terrific punk rock band. They've got a lot of energy, a lot of snarling vocals, great tunes, fun guys. They're really a lot of fun.
Sweet. So one of the questions now, when you're setting this up, I know sometimes you have to go through a lot of hassle. Mm-hmm. Now, was this one a hassle to set up, or was this one like really just pretty seamless?
No, this was really easy. I contacted Jen Harder at Harder Listening, and she was terrific. She set us up with both the Cancer Bats and a site for Sewn Eyes. No problems. They set up a time. It was probably one of the best setups that I've had with press people. When we got there, I was interviewing Touche Amore before them, and then A Sight for Sewn Eyes, and then the Cancer Bat was the third interview of the night. So it was, the energy was still up there, but once I started talking to them, it was great. They were terrific guys.
All right. Well, why don't we just we'll throw right now into the interview. And then when we come out, I'll get you to tell me about what they were like and your thoughts on the interview.
This is the Cancer Bats. So I'm here with Liam and Jay from the Cancer Bats. How are you guys doing?
Doing really good. A little chilly. Pretty stoked.
Nice. And you guys just had a matinee?
Afternoon gig.
Yeah?
We gigged.
How'd it go?
It was wild.
Yeah?
Wild times.
Excellent times?
The youth were in abundance, having a good time.
Were they wild?
They were pretty wild.
Did the youth go wild?
The youth.
It was youth.
They were
gone
the youth
wild.
Gone wild.
They were wild in the streets.
Running.
It was really good.
Oh, cool.
Singing along.
Yeah.
There's definitely a kid wearing, he was just this little tiny kid in a hoodie who just like any chance
guns up.
He had the mic. And he was like,
he's wearing a guns up hoodie.
He didn't take the microphone. He just took my hand and was like, yeah, he's in the guns up hoodie. If you're watching this guns up hoodie kid, you rule. That was the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, never let go of my hand. Like, yeah. This kid. So that was cool.
Oh, hey, so you guys got a new album coming up?
Dead Set on Living.
Yeah.
Comes out April 17th.
Distort
Records. Check it out. I don't know if places still sell CDs, but...
You better find one.
The internet's got them.
And so you guys went into the... you guys went into it a different way. You wanted to make it a little bit more upbeat, I read?
I tried to be more posy than on Bears. Mm-hmm. I think Bears, I was getting out a little bit of harsher vibes.
Just a little road worn, like, you know, being on tour constantly, like even making that record, we weren't even off tour for very long.
So yeah.
It was just like constantly
it was,
being
yeah.
on tour.
So it was like a lot of that. I think we were on a really long tour specifically when I was writing lyrics. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it was about like being on a huge grinder tour where we were like, you know, you're thinking dark things when all you're doing is driving like 9 hours a night and sleeping in the van and then waking up sweating and then playing a show and then driving 9 hours again, and like we were chasing buses all around America on a tour. So I was just like, well, this kind of came off a little dark. Came off a little exhausted.
In hindsight.
So I was like, we need to have something that represents more how posy we are. And I think Birthing in Hail has a good, you know, posy element.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that there was still there.
Cool.
But also still, you got to have the neg side too, you know, negativity. So we just need a good balance.
You got to see the dark to see the light.
Yeah, Bears got a little unbalanced. But now we're back. Dudes, we're okay. We're back. It's okay.
And so, the single right now, the Road...
Road Sick.
Road Sick, yeah. Is that, are you guys still coming from the same place with that single?
Yeah, I mean, that is more like the perspective of other people that are going through the same thing that we are. Mm-hmm. Like, being away from loved ones and being on tour, even though it's, like, something that you love doing and it's your life, it's like, you still realize that there's things that you're missing out on. And so for me, it was, like, from all those conversations I'd had with, like, dudes in the military or guys who were, you know, like, just away for whatever reason, it's like, they still love what they're doing, like, but it's like, at the same time, you're having those phone conversations where you're like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be gone an extra month, you know? So that was my song for, like, all those bros who were along with me.
Yeah, and you guys came up with a video for it. Who did you guys work with for the video?
It was some friends of ours from Toronto, Peter and Josh, who run a company called Vulture Culture, who, yeah, they're just, like, young dudes who were down to make some rad movie magic. And, yeah, it turned out really well. It was cool because it was, like, just all of us, like, working super hard to get this idea to work. It wasn't, like, a big crew.
Yeah, it was
or,
a
like,
real close-knit vibe where, like, we were, yeah. like, holding, doing the lights for them and doing stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, holding the screens to make sure they wouldn't blow over. Yeah. 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 So it was really fun for all of us to, like, kind of be a part of it.
Oh, cool. So the tour right now, you guys are coming across Canada, and then what do you guys, you guys are going over to England to do a six shows in one day?
Yeah.
In London, England.
Yeah, we're doing In the Shape of a Pentagram across the city. We're going to play shows from 11:30 in the morning until 12 midnight is our last show. That's when it starts. But yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. Have you guys, how many shows have you clocked in one day?
We normally do three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like a 24-hour span. So it's like maybe start like at night and then like with it by the next night we're playing our third.
Yeah. So like technically like we're playing three shows today, right? Because we played in Edmonton last night. We started a little after midnight and then we played an afternoon show and then we're going to play again at 10 o'clock. So that's like three shows in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. We do three shows in 24 hours a lot.
Oh, wow. And then even after we do those six shows in London, the next day we're playing...
We play two shows the next day, yeah, up in Nottingham. And then we drive to Paris and we play a headline show and then we have a day off. Oh. So that'll be... it's going to be heavy.
Yeah. Well, is this your first time in Europe or are you guys...
No,
yeah?
We are old hats of Europa.
Yeah.
Europa rad.
We've been going since 2006. We were lucky enough to go with Alexis on Fire and it just... has always been really good to us. Shows have been really good, and so we just keep going back, keep getting really good opportunities. So now we're going back with Every Time I Die, which is going to be really fun, and then doing
all goals and
yeah, doing make mend. Do and mend, and then we're doing a bunch of festivals. So
oh, cool. Are you guys stomping through any new ground over there?
We're heading further east. We're doing Romania for the first time, which I'm really excited about. We're going to be doing Portugal. We haven't been in a long time. It'll be our first time in Lisbon, but we're going back to Porto, which we haven't been to since 2008. So, yeah.
Played on a boat.
Nice. Played on a boat. It ruled.
Yeah. So what's coming up next outside of touring for you guys?
Not a lot. our lives are pretty much tour until 2014.
Are we going to see Bat Sabbath come up at all?
I don't know. I'd love to do Bat Sabbath like at Broken City. I think would be wild. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't rule it out. I think at some point we'll have to do it.
Cool.
Just figuring out when. Maybe 2014. If you guys are free.
You know you want it. Come on.
Do you like Sabbath?
Right? Trick question. If you say no, you're a poser. So don't even answer. Just play it safe.
Okay, well, cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, no trouble. Cancer Bats. On Kill Panda Kill.
All right. Well, you know, first a big thank you to the Cancer Bats for speaking to you.
Oh, definitely.
But so tell me about what it was like interviewing them. Now, they seem like you say, they seem like really fun guys, and they seem very crazy. So, you know, there's got to be some stories from that.
Yeah, well, when I got in there, I wasn't sure who to talk to. And then I saw Jay walking down the street when I was resetting up for a site for Stone Eyes, and I just stopped him quickly, and I just said, "You're Jay from the Cancer Bats, right?" And he goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "Hey, I've got an interview with you at 8:30. You know, is that still good?" And he's like, "Oh yeah." And I said, "Well, we'll just be around the corner." So I'd finished up with the Sight for Sewn Eyes, and they I guess the Josh and the drummer, Ben, they had gotten the cancer bats and told them where I was, and they came into the alley, the dark alley, and we set up. And as we were setting up, they asked me what we'd be doing, and I gave them the rundown. We usually talk about an album, the tour, video if you have one, and then what's coming up for you guys next. And then I said, we also do five favorite horror movies. And as soon as I said your five favorite horror movies, they just went into this thing naming off every horror movie they'd ever seen in their life. And as it was going on and on, it was pretty funny because they've seen a lot of horror movies, but it was funny because once we had everything ready to go, they kept doing it, and it was hard not to laugh because I think they were just kind of giving me the gears, which is fine. And then, you know, and we were laughing. And then, and before the show even started, they grabbed my sweatshirt and they're like, "Yeah, it's brought to you by Snapcase, the band Snapcase." They were great. And then the interview itself, it was a lot of fun, a lot of jumping around, it was a good time. We had a really good time.
And yeah, they definitely, you can tell just from listening and watching it that they do seem like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. How do they compare versus some of the other bands that you've had a chance to talk to them?
Some of the other bands, it's tricky with the other bands because everybody has been so nice. I think there's only been one time that we've come across a person who hasn't wanted to talk to us. But everybody else has been a lot of fun in different degrees. I don't know. It just seemed as though, with the cancer bats, it was easier to just kick things off and be a little bit sillier. Other bands, I've been more reserved with, and there's been other people who I've dealt with that have been really intimidating, and so it's harder to get the fun across. But these guys were great. You know, everybody else that we've talked to, still great, but it just seemed a little bit easier.
Yeah, this one definitely had a different flow from some of the other ones certainly the ones that I've been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's unfortunate. I wish that I could have been there for this one because it does seem like so much fun.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we're going to get another chance to talk to the Cancer Bats when they come around again.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But, again, you know, thank you to all involved, the Cancer Bats and everybody that helped us set this thing up. So tell me now. What are the plugs?
Well, go pick up Dead Set on Living, new Cancer Bat album. Go check out We Talk Podcast, which you're listening to right now. And don't forget to go check out Kill Panda. It's my own thing. Don't forget to go check out killpandakill.com for horror and movies and a lot of crazy shit that goes on in my head.
Perfect. Now, do you have a Twitter handle there, sir?
I do. It's killpandakilda. No, it's not.
Nope, I don't think so.
No. It's, and I'm at killpandakill. Yeah, I'm at killpandakill. So, yeah, you can tweet me, and I'll tweet you back, and I follow.
All right.
I follow you, fuckers.
All right.
And if you drop me, I drop you! Anyway.
Somebody needs to hit the off switch on this guy. But for me, I'm Brett, Brett underscore WeTalk for Twitter. Brett at WeTalkPodcast.com. And this is We Talk Music. They're the Cancer Bats. He's Aaron V. And we're out of here.
Why do I do that?